Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed with a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, a 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Mr. Brian Cash Clause!
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. How are we today? We're in the studio today with Vonna Bell and also Scott from Slade's Trades, and we're going to talk a little bit right now about an event that is coming up on June 1st. It's a charity for terminally ill children that we are raising money for, and let's hear a little bit about that, Vonna Bell.
Oh, thank you so much, Tammy. I really appreciate you all having me here today.
Absolutely.
Yes, it really means the world, not only to me, but to these kids. We're very, very excited because this particular event. So we have an event. It's on June 1st. It's from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. And in this particular event, you're going to be able to see who it is that you're helping. Number one, anytime that you go to any kind of fundraiser, any kind of place where they're saying, hey, we've got a great cause, lots of times you don't exactly see where your money's going. So you're not really sure, like, okay, is it really going into the CEO's pocket? You know, can I really trust this? Well, first and foremost, the kids are actually going to be at the event. And the reason why we're doing this event is because we have 15 to 20 children that all have life-threatening diseases. And we're trying to send them from a hospital here in Tampa to a camp in California where they get to be kids for possibly their last time. And what's amazing about this camp, it's one of a kind. There's no other place like it. They take any stage of illness, whether the kids are terminal, whether the kids are, you know, doing better, doesn't matter where they're at in their journey. We take these kids to show them a wonderful time where they have a fully medical, like a fully staffed medical staff, so they can have fun and be safe. And it's a very, very special opportunity to help our community because some of these kids, they do have their parents, they do have their families, but some of our kids, we just learned, actually were abandoned by their parents in the hospital and left to die.
Wow.
So these kids are not just his kids, her kids, they're our kids. Right. This is our responsibility as a community to come together and support the children that are really our next door neighbors. They're right over the bridge over in Tampa. It's a very, very important day where we can come together not only to have fun, because we're actually going to have a really fun time this night. We have a magician. We have a comedian. We have me, actually. I'm a singer in the local area. I'm an entertainer. We've got me to be performing. We also, which is Vonna Bell. We also have, yeah, we also have Mrs. World, who is wonderful. She's going to be presenting some of our auction items. We have a silent auction. Actually, and remind our audience the name of your place as well.
Slade's Trades. We're actually going to be having some stuff over there that we're going to auction off, you know, just donate 100%
exactly,
you know, for the event.
That's fantastic. And so you're going to be able to actually see your radio show host that you listen to, and you're going to get to see him, say hi, and possibly, you know, take home one of his items, which is very exciting. But all of it's for this wonderful cause, and 100% of all of the proceeds go to the children directly. So it's not just like, okay, I get a cut, I'm the singer, and the magician gets a cut. No, we're all doing this as a volunteer basis specifically to help these kids. And besides all these wonderful benefits that are going to be for this event, for you as a consumer, if you will, or just an advocate for your neighborhood, you're going to get to see those kids that you're helping directly and also probably take home some cool stuff. I mean, we've got a two-person Bahama vacation cruise. We have silent auction items that include signed photos by Muhammad Ali. We have some Marilyn Monroe items. We also have just an array of jewelry and just really kind of interesting, fun stuff. So really make sure that you come down. That auction's going to be going on all night. Again, all in support of this cause. And 100% of those proceeds also go to this camp. And if you're wondering, you're going, okay, that's nice, Vonnabelle. Thanks for telling us about this event. Yeah, okay, I still don't believe you. Look it up. DreamStreetFoundation.org. That's DreamStreetFoundation.org. Go check out the legitimacy of this organization. This camp actually runs out of Beverly Hills, California, and it's primarily funded and run by celebrities in the area that take this project, and this is their charity. But what happened is after 17 years of running so fluidly, we got our funding cut. And so we want to make sure that the kids from our community get to go join the kids over there, because they do miracles at this camp. And I don't mean just, okay, they come back to life or they feel better. I mean that no matter what happens with these kids, their families, the people that love them, and us, we get to know and remember that these kids had this chance to go out to not only maybe fulfill their last dream, but also when their parents look back and they say, wow, you know, my kid passed away X amount of days ago. How did they spend their last months? How did they spend their last years? Some of these kids, this is all they've ever known, is being wrapped up in a hospital bed. That's all they have ever known.
Right.
And we don't want that to be their only memory. We certainly don't want that for the parents. I can only imagine what that's like for the families to know that their sister, all they did was spend time in a hospital bed. You don't want that for your kids.
Right.
I don't think anybody would. And these life-threatening diseases, so this camp, as I said, they take everybody from every stage of illness. But when I say that, you know, what's a life-threatening illness? Well, we have kids that, yes, they do have cancer. We have different rare forms of cancer also. But some of our kids actually have AIDS. Some of our kids have HIV. Some of our kids have this very interesting disease called bone brittle disease. And what that means is that their entire lives from birth, they've had a less bone density in their bones to be able to function like a normal person. So, for example, if you and I trip and we fall, we go, ow, and we wipe off our knee. Some of these kids, they trip and they fall, and their bone goes right through their skin.
Yes.
So this is a very, very special cause. And what's amazing with this medical staff, they're prepared to help the kids no matter what illness it is. They have the set of drugs that normally are not, you know, accessible by other camps. They don't have to worry about, okay, I've got to go get this approved because A, B, and C. All the doctors, the head of the medical staff, I mean, we have head hematologists who have been in this field for many years. So you know that the kids are not only going to have a great time, but they will be safe. So this is a really wonderful cause. And I really urge anybody who's listening right now to please join us. It's going to be in Tampa, Holiday Inn Express, Northwest Shore, right next to the International Mall. Again, that's June 1st, 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. And we're going to have a fantastic time. Yes, this is a very deep, very meaningful cause, but we're looking forward to turning that into a joyful, kind of wonderful event. So we not only get to encourage these kids, and some of these kids, we're hoping they will make it past this time. Some of these kids are counting down their days, hoping that they can make it to camp. But some of the kids, you know, we can have a return where they might be able to go to two camps. But anything that we can do to help our community, to help our kids, that's also in our benefit.
Oh yeah.
And no matter what you believe, whether it be that you're storing up treasures in heaven or storing up treasures on earth, my personal preference is smiles. And I know that that there's going to be a lot that night. So come and smile with us. Come and join us for a really good cause, for a really wonderful purpose, and also make some connections. We'll have a lot of wonderful people. These are the kind of people you want to surround yourself with, people that understand with one cause, who are united for a beautiful, beautiful time. So please come and join us.
Well, thank you.
All right. Sounds like a good cause.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. We're also doing a live remote radio show that night from the actual event. So if you tune in 8 to 9 p.m., you will be able to hear us. But also, I was going to ask you a little, if people cannot attend,
please,
there is a way that they can donate money. Even if it's $5, guys, it will help.
Yes.
So if you go to Bonnabelle's Facebook page, if you give them the information, there's a link there that you can donate money.
Thank you so much, Tammy. That is very, very important. Yes, even if you can't make it to the event, there are multiple ways to actually donate. If you want to go online, you can go to my Facebook. It's Bonnabelle, V-O-N-A-B as in boy, E-L-L, Bonnabelle on Facebook. Our event is actually called A Week to Remember Gala. You can find that at w2remember.com, and all your information is going to be there. Or you can go to my Facebook, and you'll see that event. It's right front and center, A Week to Remember Gala on Bonnabelle's page. So you can do it that way, where it's going to link you to PayPal. You're going to be able to directly donate. PayPal is a very safe and secure website, so you're not having to worry about your information. Again, PayPal, very reputable, very good site. And then on top of that as well, if you're feeling like, okay, well, I don't want to really do the online thing, online isn't my bag, please, we're accepting cash or check. Dr. Mark Mogul is actually the one that you make out the check to, Mark Mogul. Or please call our phone number to learn more, how to donate, how to get involved, how to support us in any way that you possibly can. Call George Talmadge. He's running the event. He's one of our main coordinators. He and I are running together. That phone number to reach him is 727-458-9685. That's 727-458-9685 for George Talmadge. Or check it out to Mark, M-A-R-K, space Mogul, M-O-G, as in God, U-L. Thank you so much. Thank you for your support, really, truly, from the bottom of all of our hearts here.
Yes. All right.
Thank you. All right, guys, so let's talk a little bit about Slade Trades. We have Scott in the studio today.
Well, Slade Trades. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Glad to be here. Exciting day. I'm hanging out with the women today.
Yeah, you know? That's right.
It couldn't be any better than that, you know? Not leaving Bobby out, though, you know? He's in there, you
We
know?
Have Bobby there in there. Go. He's working. He's on the phone.
Bobby That's with the good it, you know?
But, Slade's Trades, it's an amazing place. Hopefully, Bonnabelle's going to come down there today and with George, and she's going to pick out some treasures for the event to go out and auction.
Yes.
We've got all kinds of stuff there. There's 15,000 square feet.
15,000.
I mean, it's amazing. Wow. It is. There's treasures from all around the world. I mean, there really, truly is. I mean, you know, whether it's jewelry or tin toys or, you know, artwork or, you know, just, it's amazing. I mean, it really is.
You can take multiple treasures home at this event. I mean, you can get a treasure, you know, here, material, and then you can also take the treasure of the memory. That's fantastic.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't beat that.
You know, I think that this event's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. I always like to donate to the community. You know, it's all about small business owners getting together and sticking together, you know.
For sure.
Exactly.
Well, I think we have a guest joining us on the phone right now. This is Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, good. Jay. Everything is going great. So Jay is calling from Jay's Treasures. He's located up in Tarpon on the Sponge Docks. And Jay has some treasures of his own up there.
Yeah.
We're in the studio today, Jay. I don't know if you were tuning in listening. We have Scott from Slade Trades here. He has a real big 15,000 square foot area where he has all these different things that he collects, antiques and things, and sells out of there. So tell us a little bit what you do, Jay.
Well, I'm a real-life modern-day treasure hunter in the flesh. When I was young, I found something buried in my backyard, and then I was like, when I grow up, I'm going to become the treasure man.
That's so cool.
That's adorable.
I kind of always wanted to be Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody has it in them. You know that. Everybody has it in them. Yeah, it's never too late for anybody to become the treasure hunter. But, so I dug so deep because I kept collecting antiques and collectibles my whole life after that. And then I dug so deep, I found myself within the rock, the oldest antiques in the world.
Wow.
Wow.
So yeah, then I started digging through that for a while, and I dug so deep, I had to climb out because now I became one with the rocks. Because when you dig so deep, you find yourself within a rock, you become one with yourself.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so then now, so anything that Mother Nature provides is my best friend. It could be, you know, a geo from around the world that a volcano erupted and re-solidified back to life. Or it could be, you know, agate slice from Brazil or Uruguay, where millions of years of rainwater filled up and evaporated each hole and then left behind the dedication marks. You know, that's what I love to do. They're all my friends. You know, I know them on a first-name basis. So they all became my friends.
Well, that's really cool, Jay. So what do you have in your store for people to come and find?
I got pink Himalayan salt lamps, you know, at rock bottom pricing.
Yeah,
they come with the cords and the bulbs. The cords are UL certified, so an inspector, you know, checked each one of them. So those pink Himalayan salt lamps are real popular right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what are the benefits from one of those, actually?
They scientifically prove that it's the only natural purification system in the world that helps to purify the air in your house.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, what it does is it says it emits negative ions because there's all these cell phones, microwaves, TVs, anything that gives off positive and negative electrons in the air. So everyone's house in the world is being filled with all these ions. And it's, like, overwhelming people a little bit. So they're like, where do we go? What do we do? Where do we go? What do we do? So it's like a wave crashing for us. So they say the salt lamps equalizes that pH level in your house, and then it helps to grow and, you know, become, you know, it starts, they say when it equalizes and the positive and negative electron becomes one, it drops the dirt to the ground. That's what they say.
Well, that's pretty cool. Good to know. And what else do you have over there?
Yeah. You know, I got, petrified wood. I got, those are in slices. I just got thousands and thousands and thousands of different species of rocks from around the world. You could actually walk into my store and travel around the world just by walking in a couple footsteps.
Hey, wait a minute. Wasn't that my line? Travel the world in one place?
That's funny.
I'm just joking, Jay.
No, it's okay. No,
I understand.
It,
I do. I'm just playing with you, you know? I had a really good time with Jay one time, you know?
Yeah.
He had an antique store at one time I was looking to buy.
Oh, awesome.
He has some pretty cool stuff. He does.
Yeah,
he's got some really neat cases there that I just fell in love with. He wouldn't give them up. He's still got them down at his shop, from what I understand.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I still have it. Yeah, 1920s medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
It's a 1920s. It was actual. They had it in a store with a medical, or with, like, all the different pharmacies in it. They would have shelvings in there. And it's a little rare one because
now you repurposed it, you know, now you use it for the stone, you know,
that's
so
cool.
Yeah, for sure. I got different wind catchers, you know, just anything. I have different taxidermies and bugs, you know, from around the world because it's what Mother Nature provides. My store is more like a rock museum gift shop because when you walk in, you're going to step back in memory lane. You know, so it's really just an enjoy. You know, it's more of an activity to go with your family and friends and anybody, your relatives, just to experience.
Or even being down at the Sponge Docks, you're going to have a great day down there, anyways. You know,
sounds like an adventure.
It's an interesting trip down at the Sponge Docks. A lot of cool businesses down there.
For sure. So, what's your actual address, Jay, so we can find you?
It's 813 Dota Kinesi. That's Dodecanese Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida, 34689.
All right.
And my hours are 11 to 6, Monday through Sunday. Once in a while, though, you know, I get really tired because I'm doing most of this myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to take a little half day off or a full day just because I deserve it once in a while.
Of course. So what are you located next to on the Sponge Docks?
I'm actually in the Lighthouse building. If you're driving on the main strip, and you go towards the end. I'm right across the street from the aquarium. There's an actual aquarium here that you could pet sharks and different stuff. But I'm right across the street from that in the lighthouse building. You can't miss it because when you're driving down the main road, you look straight ahead. When you take a little bend and you'll see it up high, a lighthouse.
That sounds like an awesome vacation. Yeah. I mean, you can get a treasure and pet a shark.
Right? That's awesome.
Yeah.
See the world, get a shark.
Yeah. Find the treasure buried within the lighthouse building. That's the best part.
Oh, that's awesome. You know. So yeah. were you tuning in earlier? Did you hear anything about the event that we were talking about?
No, I didn't. I'm so sorry.
Okay, well, we are actually, there's an event that we're having on June 1st. We have Vonnabelle here in the studio today. Hello. And you are so welcome to come. Please come. It's June 1st between 6 and 10 p.m. It's in Tampa at the Holiday Inn Express. It's right across from the International Mall. But it's an event to raise money for children that live here to go to a camp that's in California, and I'll let Vonnabelle tell you a little bit more details about that.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, great. How's it going? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I've got this wonderful cause, and I'm very excited to share with you. So as Tammy was saying, we're trying to send children to this camp, and the reason we're doing that is because these children actually have life-threatening diseases. And so some of these kids, they have cancer, some of them have AIDS, some of them have just various diseases, but all of them are classified as chronic and life-threatening. And so why we're trying to send them to this camp is because a lot of these kids have actually been bedridden in the hospital, and they haven't had anybody to either visit them or to help them out. Some of the kids do have families, but some of them were abandoned by their parents and left there. And so in the hospital. And so we're trying to raise money for them to go to this camp because the camp is actually fully staffed with medical professionals who can keep the kids safe and for them to have fun. And the reason why this is incredibly special, besides the fact that, I mean, we're trying to send kids from our community, they already, you know, are in need of help, and this is a beautiful cause. The exciting thing for, you know, local business owners, people like that, people such as yourself, we have a silent auction room, and we're trying to have everybody donate something, so that way 100% of the proceeds can go to the kids, to the camp, to the foundation. But we have a bunch of people who've already committed themselves, including our wonderful Slade Trader right here, and everybody's going to be donating something, so then that way we can support these children. And when we're there, I mean, we've got multiple businesses, we've got CEOs of companies all throughout Tampa, we have large companies, we have small businesses. Honestly, this is a fantastic networking opportunity, as well as it is you know, for the children. But just overall, we're gonna have a really good night, because besides that, on top of it, we also have full live entertainment with a comedian, a magician, a singer. We have a mime, actually, as well, that just got added, which cool. We're very excited about. And we really are excited for this event. It's June 1st, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it's in Tampa, as Tammy said, Holiday Inn in the Royal Ballroom. And I didn't even mention earlier, but we actually have 35 people dressing up as superheroes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cool. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
We've got the Mutch Foundation.
The ones that go to all the hospitals and stuff and hang out with a kid.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So we've got all these people, and they're actually going to be escorting you to the silent auction room, into the place. They're going to be taking pictures. We have photographers. We've got people to take photos of you. Beautiful clarity, everything. And so we're going to have a really good time. And we also just added that there will be some therapy dogs on site. So we're going to take some pictures with the kids and the dogs and the puppies and hopefully a kitty or two. And so, yeah, it's going to be a really fantastic event. Very heartfelt, you know, tears of both sadness and laughter. So it's going to be good. It's going to be a really good night.
Yes, it is.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, Jay.
I can't wait to attend. I want to wear my treasure hat and be the treasure man superhero over there.
Sure. Please do. Yeah, yes. Do it. Yeah, you know, if anybody asks you, you can just be like, I use rocks to get my, you know, villains away from me. I'm like David and Goliath, you know, I take a slingshot.
That's cool. Yeah, I'll definitely give the kids hope, you know, because all these rocks are dedication marks because Mother Nature left it for us to provide. Saying that never give up on your dreams because they never did.
Well, Jay, if you wouldn't mind coming and giving some of our kids, like if that would be your donation, if you would give some of our children those beautiful stones, I know for that would be amazing. I mean, truly, yeah. I think that would be a gift that is very unique. And I think that especially if you tell them like your story and where your heart comes from and you give it to them, that'd be amazing. And then also if we could have like maybe a little basket or something from you where we can have that and we can mark it and say, you know, build up your treasures, buy a treasure for a treasure mm-hmm. for this event. I think that would be fabulous, Jay. That would be amazing. If you'd like to do that, we would love to promote you in that way and to have you there and to help support this wonderful cause.
I would love it. Just give send email me all the information because I don't want to lose that date.
For sure.
Oh,
I
lovely.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's coming up real quick. June 1st.
Yeah, yes. June 1st.
Next week. It's actually next Thursday. Like I said, we are also doing the radio show from there, but it starts at 6 p.m. So I'll send you the flyer so that you can get the address and everything in front of you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I would love to do that because I definitely have some knowledge I've earned to give.
Awesome. And hope. Yeah. Well, tell us one more time where you're located at, Jay.
I'm at 813 Dodekanesi Boulevard. That's actually right on the Sponge Docks. See, all you got to do is GPS Tarpon Springs Sponge Docks. And there's the largest Greek community in America of sponges they actually harvest from the oceans and seas. It's really amazing. I'm at 813 Dodekanesi Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida, 34689, right at the Lighthouse Building. Right inside, there's a treasure hunt for everybody for the taking.
All right. And if someone wanted to call, what's the number there?
It's 813-359-7025.
All right, Jay.
And ask for Jay. Yeah.
For sure.
I'm the treasure man for everybody.
All right, Jay. Well, I'm going to send that information over to you. Look forward to seeing you at the event. And thank you so very much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Jay.
No, thank you guys for having me. And just email me everything I need to bring that basket thing. Email me
information on that. Definitely, 100%.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Jay.
Should I stay on the line? Are you guys going? Or
You can stay on if you like. I'm just going to introduce another guest in a second, and we're going to talk to Alicio about some Aflac, but you can stay on the line. Sure, you're more than welcome.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, guys.
All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about Aflac and what a benefit Aflac is to the small business owner. And we're going to learn some things today about you don't really have to be a large business that has a lot of employees to have Aflac. Isn't that right, Alicio?
That is true, you know, and Aflac is one of these places that one of these things that doesn't necessarily pay for hospitals or anybody else. It pays you so that you can take care of the most important thing, your rent, your car payment. but beyond that, you know, I'm also offering my expertise in having businesses be able to promote what they do best, and that is to have their employees feel good about where they work. If you want me to take a look at your benefit package, if you want to offer benefits and don't know how, think it's too expensive, too complicated, hey, bring me in. I'll be able to take care of you and make sure that you are doing it the best way for your employees and for your business, because that's how you retain the best employees, by providing them the best benefits.
That is so true. And I mean, Aflac is a very reputable company, so it's not some fly-by-night company that you're just getting into that is cheap.
Exactly.
But they are extremely reasonable. I did not know as a business owner how that, because I don't have a lot of employees, I thought, oh, I would never be able to get, you know, Aflac or packages like that because I don't have enough employees. But honestly, you can have one employee. You can have yourself.
That's phenomenal.
So Alicio can help you to set up your business. And I mean, it's just a fact. We were paying, let's just say, $300 a month for life insurance. For more coverage, for more money coverage, more than half the price is Aflac. I mean, just for life insurance. And that's not including the other packages that they offer, which is all kinds of accidental and all kinds of things. Because, you know, you just never know when something can happen. So if you have to go to the hospital, Aflac pays you. So if you have a deductible that you have to pay with your insurance, you can use the Aflac money to pay that deductible, so you're not actually out of your own pocket.
Phenomenal.
Hey, and don't forget, if you're a business owner and you want to keep the best employees you have, if you want to attract those good employees over to you, you want to treat them right. Have me come in and make sure that your package, your benefit package, is that this attractive. More than half of the employees that were questioned will change jobs for another place that pays the same or less, but to have good benefits.
That
Let's
is true.
Make sure you are in that category.
Yes, and Aflac, you know, their symbol is the duck, and I'll tell you what, they're everything that they're quacked up to be.
That's so cute. Quack, quack. Love it. That is great. And, you know, this basically goes right along with pretty much what we're discussing today about the event with these children, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, Aflac is been around for a very long time. And I'm sure there's a lot of people, because you don't know what's going to happen and you don't think, oh, you know, I'm going to get sick, or even a car accident, or my child is going to get sick. You know, I just lost my mother, which was very suddenly. And I mean, no one even thought about it, you know? I mean, my dad was actually an insurance agent, so they did think about those things. But, you know, you don't think about these things, especially when you're young. You think, oh, I don't need insurance yet. I don't need this. I don't need that. But it's so, so reasonable. Like, I mean, $20 can get you covered.
Exactly.
It's so, so reasonable.
And for those of people who are listening, I don't know if you know me, but my name is Vonna Bell, and I'm only 22 years old. And I'll tell you something, like, when we're, you know, in this millennial generation, we think we're indestructible. We think we're invincible. We're like, yeah, whatever. It might happen to anybody except me, you know. And the thing is that now is really the time to start thinking about these, I know, dreaded adult decisions. But the reason why we need to keep this, you know, on the forefront of our minds and not just on the back burner is because your health, your life, you are a priority. And so that's what Aflac wants to do for you, is to make sure that you are being looked out for, because so many of these other insurance companies, they're not out for anybody but themselves. They're out for making more money in their pocket. Aflac's about making sure that the consumer is the one that's protected. And again, if you're my age, you might think, yeah, okay, I might not need life insurance or help or whatever, health insurance, doesn't matter, anything. I don't need anything right now because I'm young, I'm invincible, I'm good, I'm strong. And then one day you're in a hospital bed going, why didn't I get Aflac?
Right.
First of all, I want to say, Tammy, I want to say my condolences on
your
loss.
Thank
you. And, you know, in that age group that we're talking about, that young, you know, that is just goes out and does some really wild stuff, you know, take a lot of risks.
Looking for the new thrill.
That is exactly when you need that coverage, because that's when you're going to get injured, you're going to get broken leg, you're going to get all kinds of stuff that Aflac takes care of you.
Yes. I have friends that jump. You know, what's the word? Oh, goodness. They're like hover jumpers, so they jump off bridges. Like,
oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Thrill seekers.
Yes, thrill seekers. But they do it, and they actually do it as a business. So, again, if you're that one sole person and, like, this is your business, and especially if you're involved with stuff like that.
Definitely need that.
100%.
But I believe we have a caller on the line right now.
We do have a caller for Alicia, a friend of yours. Soledad.
Right. Oh, Soledad. Buenas. ¿Cómo estás?
Hey, ¿cómo estás? I am calling to make sure that your name is pronounced correctly. In Spanish, it's called Eliseo. And the reason why I want to make sure that everyone pronounces it correctly is because this gentleman, who I have known for 12 years, has been an absolutely dedicated citizen to his community. And everyone knows him as Eliseo, and now saying Eliseo, which is fine. But I would just want to ensure that my friend Eliseo is honest, competent, and caring in everything that he does. So it was such a great surprise and absolute joy to learn that he was going to be on radio and sending the message that he always has in everything that he does. Excellent.
Thank you, Soledad, for your kind words. And I have to tell you that as long as you remember Santana.
Well, I remember Santana, so that's good. But I'm very protective of my dear friend, and I want to make sure that is covering both ends, the American and the Spanish, that they understand that Eliseo Santana or Eliseo Santana, he is there to do the impossible for you. And he's always done that as a friend, in personal relationship, and as a professional. So I'm just delighted.
Thank you, Soledad. But don't forget that no matter which way you pronounce it, 727-366-7106, Santana.
There you go.
That's the
there
way to get a hold of me. 727-366-7106. 1-800-926-0606.
That is awesome.
Lo tengo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic day.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Soledad. All right. So, one more time, how we get in touch with you?
Eliseo Santana. 727-366-7106.
All right. And now I'm going to do a little shout out to a brand new client of ours who was an old client of ours. Mm-hmm. And he's over at the Clearwater Record Show. But I wanted to bring Scott back in because he's actually a good friend of Scott's. If somebody could grab him to bring him back into the studio really quick.
Cue Jeopardy.
Right? But he's located over on Hercules Ave. And it's 1610 North Hercules Avenue. He's in Suite G. And that's Clearwater, guys. And that's right over where they're doing the lovely construction where the street is probably blocked off at this moment, right?
It's blocked off right there where you could get in. So just follow Hercules down till you can't get any further. You can turn left into the parking lot. Don't worry about the signs that say local traffic only. And you could get right down there.
All right, great.
Casey's always a great guy.
Yeah, Casey's your neighbor right over by Slate Trades, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I get records. He'll come over there and get the records. I sold him like a couple DVD, like reel-to-reels and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And we go back and forth.
Well, that's
Casey's
awesome.
More interested in buying records. That's what he's trying to get out,
as
he's trying to find people that have old record collections that might want to sell them,
to him.
So he's a buyer of the records over there, and he has an amazing store with all kinds of selections. He's a really good guy. He's turned me on to two or three estates after he's went in and bought the records. And people have asked him, hey, who has the antiques and the collectibles? And he'll pass them on to me.
Okay,
so we
awesome.
Kind of work together a lot.
So we're going to play a song dedicated to the Clearwater Records Show. And if anybody has any of the old records, LPs, the vinyls, he is looking to buy them, guys, over at 1610 North Hercules. And here we go.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how did I? Tell no it's sad no more. Gonna get down and I'm afraid. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna try. Keep on getting out.
Do you need anybody? sudden it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like midnight. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my
All right, guys, we always need a little help from our friends, and that's what we need to do with Clearwater Records Show. If you have those old albums, the old vinyls, please bring him down. He gives a very fair price. He's extremely reasonable. And also, if you're looking for any records, he has a huge collection down there. Again, he's at right where they're doing the construction on Hercules. So that's right where his business is. You guys can just turn in. And so his address is 1610 North Hercules Avenue. That's Suite G, and that's Clearwater, guys. You can also give a call to 727-200-9397. And we want to thank him. He's our new client. And thank you, Scott, for reintroducing us. And also, we'll just bring Alicia back on as well to talk. We were sitting here talking while we were off the air, and we were talking about, Scott was telling us how he just got paid by Aflac, which is just awesome in like a day.
they're really good. You know, I signed up for Aflac for the business, for my daughters, my grandchildren, the girl that works there with me. And, you know, I didn't even make my second payment, and something happened to my foot, you know, just ended up going into the hospital, you know, just a freak accident. And sure as heck, I mean, they pay you immediately. I was in the hospital for 6 days, and next thing you know, I mean, I got a pretty good sized check for it. I was amazed. Aflac, you know, paid me in less than 24 hours.
That's awesome.
You went online and you got a bank account. They just deposit the money right in. I gave them the...
That's a real life story, guys. Yeah. That really happened. So that's awesome. I mean, like I said earlier, my father was an insurance salesman, and you know, he's up north. So he never worked for Aflac, honestly, but he was an independent agent. So he sold from a lot of different companies. But truly, what a lot of the problem was with a lot of his clientele was they didn't pay because, you know, you have these senior citizens. They think, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't have somebody helping her. So there were several people. That's what I used to do. That was my first job ever. I was like 13 years old,
wow.
Literally on the phone calling people.
At 13, huh?
I really was calling people and pretending like I was their granddaughter to get their money because they did not. And they're like, how did you get this number? I was like, don't you worry about that. But listen, so there was a lot of companies, you know, they months and months and months, they're not paying these people. And that really makes a difference when you have a reputable company that pays you. I mean, 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It was amazing.
Unbelievable.
I put in my discharge papers less than 24 hours later, the money was in the account.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable.
And you know, when you receive that kind of funds, you can actually relax and lay back and let the healing process happen because you don't have to worry about paying the rent or the car or the bills. It just gives you that pause.
I didn't buy the disability clause.
Ah, you see, there are many different ways of doing it.
Yeah, I understand. I didn't get the disability clause, but I got the hospital clause, you know, cancer clause.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you're a business out there and you want to make sure that you retain the right people, the good people, and you attract the good people in, because everybody's competing for that, for them good people out there, let's make a difference. Call me, and I'll be able to set you up so that you can attract and retain the good people that make you that business.
That's right. Let's see if I say it right. Eliseo.
Just remember, Santana.
Santana.
Eliseo Santana. 727-366-7106.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
I really enjoy it, and I am going to step up so I can let you come on
Vonnabelle. Vonnabelle's going to tell us a little bit more about the event one more time, where it's located and everything, and then she's going to sing a song for us because... She just melts me with her music, seriously.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, all those out in the listening world, my name is Vonnabelle, and the event that Tammy's referring to is actually a fantastic cause. We are trying to send 15 to 20 children, all with life-threatening diseases, to a camp in California where they can be taken care of by a fully medical staff professional that will make sure they have fun and also that they're kept safe. And so we have this event. It's going to be on June 1st, 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. It's at the Holiday Inn in Tampa, right next to the International Mall. And we're very excited because we have a silent auction room. We have a bunch of superheroes dressed up, princesses and princes and all kinds of characters you can take photos with. We have a magician. We have a comedian. We have me to be singing as the entertainer in that regard. We have a mime. We have Mrs. World is going to be there. We're very excited about that. And we have just this fantastic cause. And on top of it, the kids are actually going to be there. So this is a fundraising event, but the thing is that's so incredible about it is that you know where your money's going.
100%, guys. 100% of the proceeds goes to these children.
Yes.
Nobody is getting paid for anything. Everything has been donated.
Volunteer, 100%. Yes. All the entertainers, yes. Everybody. Yes.
I mean, not to knock any other organization at all, but there really is rarely an organization that 100% of the proceeds goes to the actual, you know, cause.
Exactly.
So that is an amazing thing.
Yes. Thank you, Tammy. Yeah, that what you said is just so important because, yes, all of these people are going to be there and all of them are volunteering their time.
Right.
And so what's kind of exciting about this, we're going to have food. So we've got, I'm going to say this right, I hope, hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
I grew up in New York, guys, so I used to always call them hors d'oeuvres and doesn't go over well. So hors d'oeuvres. We've got hors d'oeuvres. We also have all this entertainment, all this fun. We've got fantastic packages of which you can silently bid on. I mean, we have spray tans. We have eyelash extensions. We have Bahama cruises. We have literally everything. And something that's new that's developed is we have at the Holiday Inn, they have donated a two-night stay for two people as well that you can bid on. $400 package.
Nice.
That's going to be way reduced just because this is all going towards the kids.
Right.
So we're very, very excited for this, guys. Please come and see us 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. It's next week, exactly one Thursday from today. If you're listening today, June 1st. And just going to be a really blessed, really good event. Paying it forward for sure.
All right, so we're going to listen to Vonna Bell sing, guys, and this is reason enough to come out to this event because she'll be singing there.
Thank you.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, in between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? If I could, then I would. I'll go wherever you will go, way up high or down. Find out a way to make it back someday, to watch you, to guide you through the darkest of your days. If a great wave shall fall, it'll fall upon us all. Well, I hope there's someone out there who can bring.
If I could turn back time.
Fantastic.
Right. Yeah.
Seriously.
Thank
your
you
voice
so much.
Is so amazing.
It is amazing.
And your soul. You are such a good soul. I love Vonnebel, guys.
Thank you.
If you
Jamie.
Could just feel the goodness coming from her.
You're going to make me cry.
Me too.
And I actually meant to say before I started singing that I dedicate that song to you, Tammy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So tell us how we can contact you about your music.
Oh, thank you. So if you go online and you look up my name, it's V like Victory, O N as in Nancy, A B as in boy, E L L. So that's Vonnebel. VonnebelSings.com. You can find my Facebook, my websites, all my Twitter stuff, Instagram, you name it, it's there. I'm actually going to be starting a blog very soon here, and I'm very excited too to announce that I'm going to be the radio show host of my own little hour coming up.
All right.
Thank you. So that's going to be exciting right here on the 106.1 FM. So make sure you come and check in on me and what we'll be doing in August. I believe I'll be starting then. But yeah, VonnebelSings.com. And lots of good vibes and good things out to me, guys. I'm starting my EP album.
Awesome.
Actually, if I could take just a moment to talk about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Right? Awesome. So I'm very excited because my heart is charity. It's not just this charity in particular, but just overall, I feel that in my life, my whole purpose is to help others. And part of that is because of the background that I came from. I came from a very difficult, trying background, to say the least. But basically, about 3 years ago now, I was diagnosed with a very rare brain disorder that ended up killing me, and I came back. And this brain disorder, you probably have never even heard of it before. It's called PNES. And what PNES stands for is psychogenic non-epileptic seizures. That's a big term for I have a lot of seizures because my brain is so happy. When I have something that bad happens to me, my brain can't handle it and wants to do a kill switch to shut off the rest of my body so I can remain happy and not have to think about it. With lots of therapy and good people surrounding me, I've been able to overcome a lot. But I had over 100 seizures a day prior to now, and I've been doing a lot better since then. And from that trial and from that time and understanding what it's like to suffer, it gave birth to a whole new idea of music. And about a year and a half ago, I started on this journey of developing a style of music that's therapeutic, actually therapeutic for your body to listen to, for people with PTSD and depression. And I'm going to California to work with a very, very actually famous, well-known producer to begin this project.
Awesome.
So please come and check that out and figure out where you can get that album, learn more about the project. Unfortunately, we are short on time here. But again, my name is Vonnebel. We can't wait to see you on June 1st. And thank you for joining us for the Brian Cash Show.
Thank you so much, Vonnebel. And thank you so much, Scott. Go check Scott out over at Slade Trades, guys. That's 1698 North Hercules, also right where the construction is.
Yep.
Amazing, amazing place to be, guys. And thank you, Alicia. Thank you, Jay, as well. And everyone have a great day. Thanks, Tampa
Thanks
Bay.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.